Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 30th day of the month of Sivan, which is my son Ari's birthday. Happy birthday, Ari. Today is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Today is day 629, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ari Newman of Congregation Torat Emet in Columbus, Ohio, to share words of Zivri Chizik. Will be followed by Rabbi Newman slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Newman will lead us in the Mishaverach for our dear Chayalim, Mishaverach for those who are held captive, and finally concluding with the Mishaverach L'cholim, where Rabbi Newman will pause to give each of us about 30 seconds to insert the names of all those who are in need of our collective tefillos, of our collective prayers. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder email, you can do so by subscribing at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Newman.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Thank you, Rebecca Leaders, for asking me to do this. The Yalkut Shimoni asks a great question. On Parshas Pinchas in the 27th chapter, we are told that Salafchad died in his sin, but he was not from the Adas Korach. He was not from the congregation that gathered with Korach to rebel against Moshe. The Yalkut asks a question. So what was the sin of Salafchad if he was not from the Adas Korach? And it goes back to this past week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach, where the Tanaim try to figure out, based off of other sins that have occurred in the text of the Chumash, what was the sin that Salafchad had committed that the Torah leaves ambiguous? Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira have the argument. Rabbi Akiva points to the woodchopper, the Mekoshesh Eitzim, who chopped wood on Shabbat, as the sin of Salafchad. That was the sin that he had died on. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, in the words of the Midrash, almost yells at Rabbi Akiva. Akiva, if you're right, then you're revealing something that the Torah didn't want you to reveal. And if you're wrong, then you're speaking Lashon Hara about Salafchad. And then, interestingly, he proceeds to give his own explanation for what the sin, if we call it that, what was. He points out also in Parsha Shlach, there is the story of the Ma'apilin. In the aftermath of the sin of the spies, a group of Jews decided that they were going to go into Eretz Yisrael against the better judgment of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe tells them, you're not going to succeed, you're not going to make it. And instead of listening, they push forward and they go into Israel and they're all killed. Yehuda ben Beteira clearly didn't think that was a terrible thing to reveal because he had yelled at Rabbi Akiva, but then himself reveals something. In fact, the Netziv of Atzilus Yehuda of Berlin actually argues that Salafchad didn't really sin. It was a misunderstanding. When the Jews spoke to Moshe after the sin of the spies, these Jews who wanted so badly to go into the land of Israel, they thought that Moshe was trying to communicate to them that going into Israel requires sacrifice. Living in Israel requires sacrifice, and they were willing to sacrifice, and so they thought, if only we do this, God will be with us. Unfortunately, God really didn't think that that was the time, that that was really what was meant to happen then. But what's amazing, what's unbelievable for me, is that the laws of inheritance of the land of Israel are learned from Salafchad's daughters. His daughters who look to get the portion of their father in Parshas Pinchas, it is through them that we learn about the laws of inheritance, and they, in fact, go into the land of Israel. And so what you have, on the one hand, is a father figure who wanted so badly to make it to the land of Israel, but he came up short. He tried, he pushed, he dreamed, but it didn't quite happen. But his daughters, they fulfilled his promise. They fulfilled his dream. They fulfilled his deep desire. The truth is, if you look in Parshas Pinchas, the story that's right before the story of the daughters of Tzelophehad is the story of Yehoshua being chosen as the next leader of the Jewish people. Joshua, Yehoshua, the great student of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe wanted so badly to get into the land of Israel. He fell short as well. God said no to Moshe. But his student, Yehoshua, picked up the mantle where Moshe had left off and took it into Eretz Yisrael, leading the Jewish people in the conquest of the land of Israel. Sometimes when we dream big, we don't finish all of the work. But lo alecha hamlecha ligmor, it's not for us to finish the work. But that doesn't mean that we can't do or must do everything in our power to push the ball forward, to move the destiny of the Jewish people one step forward, one more step closer to Bias Goel, to the redemption, to the coming of Mashiach, Minhera V'Yameinu. May the IDF be blessed and continue to push that ball forward on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. And now we will say Tehillim. We start with Tehillim Chaf. Ramnateach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzaraita Gev Hashem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchostecha V'olatecha Yidashena Sela Yitein Lecha Chil Vavecha V'chol Atatecha Yimalei Nranana Vishua Secha V'shem Eloheinu Yidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalusecha Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho Yane Bishmei Kodcho Bigburos Yesha Yimino Ile varechev, ile basusim, vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir, hima kar'u v'nafalu, vanachnu kamenu v'nisodad Adonai Hoshia, hamelech ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. Psalm 23, Chaf Gimel. Mizmor le'David Adonai ro'i lo echsar, binos deshe yarbitini almei menuchos yinaleini, nafshi yishovev yanacheini b'maglei tzedek leman shemo. Gam ki elech begeit talmaves lo ira rak yata imadi shiftecha umishantecha heima yenachamunit aroch lefanai shulchan neged torai dishanta vashem roshi kosti revaya achto vachesed yirdefuni kor yemei chayai v'shakti veis adonai v'yorech yamim. Psalm 121. Puf chafaos. Shir lamalos eso inay el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, ustei shamayim va'aret, al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha, hinei vayanu velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yadiminecha, yomam ha'shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareach balayla, Adonai shmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tezcha uvolecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed 130. Shir hamalos, mamakim karasicha Adonai, Adonai shemalikolit, kena uznecha kashivos ukotach Adonai, ima bonos tishmorya, Adonai mi amod, kimafasalicha leman tivarei, kivisi Adonai kivisa nashi, livaroch alti, nashi Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker, yachel yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai achesed vermo fidus, the who is death Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. 142, Psalm Kuf Mem Beis. Maskil David Yosob Marasila, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Ezpanan, Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi, Tarasi Lefanav Agid, Hisatei Falai Ruchi, Vata Yadata Nisivasi, Ve'orach Zuz Aleich Tamnu Pachli, Habit Yamin Re'ei Ve'in Li Makir Avad Manos Nimeni, Ein Dorish Lenafshi, Za'asti Eilacha Adonai, Amarti Ata Machzi Chelki Ve'eret HaChayim, Hakshiva el rinasti ki delosi ma'o nati leini mirod faki amtu minani hoti yami masker nafshi lo dos es shemecha biyafiru tzadikim ki sigmo lalai. Acheinu kol beis Yisroel. Acheinu kol beis Yisroel. Hanisunim b'tzara, b'tzara uvashivya. Almedim ebin bayam uvin bayabasha. Amakom yirachem aleihem v'yotziei mitzara halir v'cha u'meyafel aliyora u'mishibur legeula hashtan v'agala u'bizman ekariv v'nomar amayit. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. The Mishaberech for the Chalei Tzahal. Mishaberech Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Hu yivarech es chayalei tzva hagana liYisrael v'anshei kochos habitachon haomdim al mishmar artenu v'arei Eloheinu migvul halavanon v'ad midbar Mitzrayim u'min hayam hagadol v'ad lavo ha'arava u'v'chol makom shehem v'yabasha v'avir v'yam yitein es oyveinu hakamim aleinu migafim lifneihem hakadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayaleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka מכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בכתר ישועות, ובעטרת ניצחון, וקוים בהם הכסוב. כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, והושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. Nishaberech for the captives. Nishaberech avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron davdur shlomo hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor es nedrei tzva hagana v'yisrael u'shvuyav v'es kol acheinu hanesunin b'tzara v'ashivya v'avur shekol hakahal hakadosh hazen mispalel b'avuram hakadosh baruch hu yimali rachamim aleihem v'yotziyem michoshech v'salmaves v'mosroseyem yinatek ומצוקותיהם יושיעים, וישיבם מהיר לחיק משפחותיהם. יודו אדוני חסדו ונפוסתיו לבני אדם, ויקוים בהם מקרא שכסוף. ופדיי אדוני ישובון ובאו ציון ברינה, ושמחס עולם על ראשם ששון ושמחה, יסיגו ונעשו יגון ונחה ונאמר, אמן. We now do Mishaberech for the whole and for the ill, please enter the names when we pause. Nishaberech avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo hu yivarech es hacholim v'hacholos. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם החלימם ולרפוסם ולחזקם ולחייסם וישלח להם רפואה שמאימה מן השמיים לכל עבריהם כל גידיהם לסוף שאר כל ישראל רפואת הנפש רפואת הגוף השתה בעגלה וזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Newman. It's really appreciate having you on. We look back, please look forward. We've got an ear to Shem. Having you on the program again soon in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, a prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope. To all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a Chodesh Tov. Rosh Chodesh continues into tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.